Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
We've been hearing more from Steve Gonsalves. He's been one of the more vocal individuals over the course of this entire tragedy that's overtaken his family, losing his daughter, and rightfully so. He doesn't want anything to fall through the cracks. He wants justice to be served. He's revealed that, rather, Miss Gonsalves has revealed that she and her husband, Steve, had followed Maddie Mogan and Kaylee Gonsalves on their social media platform. And when the couple cross-referenced the account with the profiles of the four victims, this is prior to last year when it was still active, it showed that he had interacted, Mr. Koberger had interacted with Mogan's Instagram post. Slater County Sheriff Richard Skiles said that it had received Koberger's request for vegan meals and would also accommodate that. What's your thoughts on Koberger following the folks around? Do you think that was stalking from a distance that was going on? Obviously, we don't have access to that anymore to see it. But I would trust that Mr. Gonsalves is coming forward with information that is accurate.
Yeah, unfortunately, because we don't have access to it from here, it's hearsay just because he says he saw it.
Yeah.
I tend to probably think it's true-ish just because some other hearsay things that were kind of trickling out over time. Because first of all, stalking is a powerful word because he actually, from what we see, and even if this is exactly as he says it is, it's not stalking according to the technical term. Stalking is a lot more intrusive, mm-hmm. It's a lot more than this, but definitely aware of them, yes. And so I'd say targeted is a better word than stalk them, because if he's stalking them, it's a different things happen when people are stalked. Mm-hmm. Levels of threat tend to escalate over time. They're not like in hiding because they were not aware of him. That's part of stalking, I think.
Yeah.
But targeted, yes. I definitely think they were targeted. He was aware of them, unbeknownst to them or just in passing. So they wouldn't have probably even recognized him, because I think he, again, if it was him, he knew exactly who he was going after.
What I have to wonder about is how many young women are being stalked or targeted by young men or young women or whoever wants to, you know, really kind of have this one-sided relationship with someone via social media by following their stuff, by looking at their pictures, whether it be, you know, normal everyday stuff or in a bathing suit or whatever it may be. You see a lot of people, especially young women who have a lot of followers, people they don't know. They're just simply there, you know, in the echo chamber going, oh, you look hot. You look great. This or that. It's very normal, if you will, for a young person to have that, or really anybody on social media who's putting out, you know, their life. Is this something where there's a lot more people that are out there being quietly targeted or silently stalked, and I use stalking kind of figuratively, that, you know, people are unaware how common this sort of thing is going on, that there are people on the other side that may not just be clicking like.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more than it would creep you out if some of the people that are putting their photos out there knew what people were doing with them.
Yeah.
Is the kindest way I can put it. The analogy I can share is I used to be a board member for a group called Innocent Lives Foundation, where we would uncover the various individuals that were trafficking and creating child porn.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is created by parents and teens and preteens themselves posting pictures of themselves at the beach, mm-hmm. at a gymnastics meet, at a track meet, all these kind of what they think is innocuous things. Well, these people would get a hold of them and they'd sexualize them. They put them on the dark web, they'd sell them, they'd trade them, and you'd have no idea about it. So at every level, this is going on. Absolutely.
I guess, I mean, and there's those innocuous type pictures and things that people post. And there's some that are just overtly sexual. It is what they are. They're put out there to look at me, look at my body, look at how good I look. That's fine if you want to do that. But why is it that people seem to be very unaware of the bad folks that are out there that are going to be looking at this, looking at that? And not it just seems to be kind of a serious thing that isn't taken very seriously by those that end up being objectified by complete strangers or criminals.
It's naivete is some of it. And then also our impulse and need to be accepted and valued, and the likes and reshares and the accolades we get for what we post will overwrite the fear we may have from the people we never even see.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what happens. It's our own insecurities and need for that constant approval and validation will overwrite and dismiss in our own minds. Well, it must not be going on because look at all these people that love me, all these people that are saying kind things about me. Mm-hmm. And if there's one or two people out there, well, I don't know who they are anyway. So they're kind of rationalizing in a way because it feels really good psychologically to get that validation in the short term. And now and then, unfortunately, there's those creepos out there, the evil in the world will take advantage of it and go too far.
It's like a risk reward scenario that our mind doesn't quite weigh properly, it seems, where there should be more of a hesitancy there or a pause logically in one's mind. But that burst of, oh, feel goodness that comes along with the likes and the, oh, you look great and all that far seem to outweigh the, hey, there may be some really creepy, horrible people that are following me and looking at these images and God knows what else.
You know, it's so true. And, you know, I always, out of everyone you talk to, I'm the guy that leans hard on the behavior stuff.
Yeah.
And it really is very simple. Unfortunately, people overcomplicate the simple. And here's what the simple is. Here's how you avoid it. Ask yourself, is this a healthy relationship? Is this a healthy way to interact with the world? And this isn't about, is this right or wrong? Because then people get judgmental. No, healthy. Mm-hmm. Why am I, ask yourself, what is the purpose of me doing this? Is that healthy? And if you're not quite sure, ask what I call your loving critics in your life. What do you think about me doing this? And be ready for honest answers and then adjust yourself. Because the only thing that truly brings happiness, I study happiness, I study positive psychology, all these things, is really strong, healthy relationships. And if you're intersecting and conducting behavior because of unhealthy needs you have or insecurities or pain or trauma or shame, and granted, we all have those things, but if they're not being treated in a healthy way and you're doing unhealthy behaviors, this is a side effect. It kind of becomes a snowball that keeps rolling downhill until it eventually smacks into a side of a mountain.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast. Dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.